smaller island states meeting is for them to have a united voice because of their smallness and remoteness. They have unique needs that bigger members of the forum doesn't have.
Now, on the particular question of climate change funding, now, of course, it's proving difficult for the Pacific Islands, any of them, to get access to the Green Climate Fund. It's starting to happen gradually, but presumably for the small island states, it's even more difficult.
Yes, because, you know, as we know, the access to climate change fund has been very difficult because they have to, there's a lot of requirements which include scientific studies and which smaller island states doesn't really, cannot provide or they don't have that technology to provide those scientific studies in order to access that fund. And then as I was saying, they're the most vulnerable when it comes to climate change. They're the least contributors to greenhouse gas emission, and yet they're the ones who are mostly affected.
I presume that they will see this gathering of the Pacific Islands Forum as their opportunity as a group and an increasingly strong group of small island states to put their point particularly to Australia and New Zealand. I mean, those are the countries really who perhaps can make a difference in terms of advocating for access to the Green Climate Fund.
Yes, and that's their goal with this meeting is to be heard by the bigger members of the nation, which, as you said, Australia and New Zealand, to help them gain access to the climate change fund.
Now, on the question of transport links, what is lacking at the moment for the small island states, and what do they feel needs to be done about it?
Our Minister of State has mentioned before, Billy Cortez, representing President Germán Asao in this meeting, he said that, for example, FSM, the Federated States of Micronesia, there's a lack of air transport going to this island, which makes it for other Pacific Island nations to come here. So that's an example of air and sea transportation that proves to be an ongoing challenge for the small island states. And they want to have more dialogue and then their aim is to secure air service agreements between smaller island states and between foreign members, and so that the success of this would also spill over into like labor mobility and other access to and trade. So this is something that's really important for the smaller island states.
Would it be going too far to suggest that the small island states feel that they've been ignored in the past?
I wouldn't say that, but I think that the smaller island states meeting is more of putting forth their a strategy, and that, as they say, they have unique vulnerabilities, and that this should be recognized and addressed as part of the regional policy agenda.
What is interesting, perhaps, that as a group, in recent times, they've had more impact on a global stage, particularly with the negotiations on global warming that took place in Paris quite recently, compared to perhaps the impact they're having in their own backyard here in the Pacific.
Well, the Secretary General did make an example of that. The Pacific nations should work together, and especially as you said, it has been proven in the Paris climate change. When you work together, then you make, as she said, you can move the world. So I guess that's what the smaller island states' goal is to band together, unite together to make changes happen, and from here then they can move policies also in a bigger international scale.